Shahlulele Luzipho is the Parliamentary Portfolio Chair of the Minerals and Energy Committee and joins us this morning. Good morning, Shahlulele. How are you doing?
Good morning to you and your listenership.
All right. So it's been a big, I suppose, headline grabber, what happened in Krugersdorp 2 weeks ago, which was, of course, the rape of 8 women, as well as the robbery of a number of people who were just trying to film a music video at a particular mine. What I'm concerned a little bit about, you know, the spectacle that it's created for ANC leaders, right? So we now have this quote-unquote crackdown that's coming from the police. We now have parliamentary visits. Tell us a little bit about why you went over. And why you didn't for the last 10 years that we've known that we've got these miners?
Look, South Africa is big. I think we must make that concession. And you have more than 1,000 mines, let alone the fact that you've got more than 6,000 derelict ownerless mines. We have got 9 provinces. We have been there before. The committee before us in 2018. And you will also recall the fact that for the almost the past 2 years, we have been operating on remote due to the COVID-19 experiences. But quickly to come to what you are talking about, obviously, we couldn't just fold arms and pretend as if we know what had happened. We needed to find facts about the incident, but also at the same time get knowledge about the area itself, because it's a matter that has to do with mining activities, even if it has some degree of illegal mining. So we needed to put facts on the table and establish what actually happened, and that's why we had to undertake that particular visit together with the portfolio committee and police, obviously.
Shahlulele, just help me understand what you're saying to me. Are you saying to me you needed for 8 women to be raped first before you could go and investigate illegal mining, which has been undertaken for the last 10 years?
No. I think it is disingenuous to make that statement, because I'm saying the fact that we have been to Mpumalanga in a mining area, making an example, it doesn't mean nothing will happen. I said 2018 there was a visit by the committee in that particular area, including that area of the mine. But the Committee of Parliament can't be almost every year. We don't know what incident would happen somewhere on another time. And it will be irresponsible for public representatives to say when there's an incident that has taken place and say we don't want to know what had happened, or we will then look at something from a remote. You need to show that you care about what would have happened, and you must go and check what actually happened so that you talk on the basis of facts that you have.
Shahlulele, what came of the 2018 visit?
That's exactly what would have happened. When there was the 2018 visit, there was a problem with regards to the fact that that mine was one of the mines that were under a company called Mintails as a holding company. They had gone through the process of the business rescue practitioners. Subsequently, with the information that we have received, is that some of the other mining companies that were there, like your Mintails South Africa, had gone through, went from that business rescue practitioners, they went through to liquidation, and now they came as a new, different company name. Although we didn't get the actual facts behind who are the directors, even on the new company that they were talking about. This company, which is Mogale Gold, did not go through business rescue practitioner. The department, according to the information that they give us, they then closed a practice that the company was doing, which was processing gold production. That was not produced from their mine, but from some of the subsidiaries or some of the sister mining companies. And when they stopped them from doing so, they could not proceed with the operations that they had. Now, the question was, if they did not proceed, why you didn't use the principle of use it or lose it, and therefore means you review or you revoke the mining right. Currently, as we speak, they were informing us that that area, that mine has got a liability, environmental liability of about 381 million rand, and is now in the process of being purchased by new owners. So that is the information. But we then said, please give us all the details of what had happened, why, what is the current state, including the directors of all the mining companies that are related to the mining rights there.
Sahlelela, I'm going to ask the question again. I'm not asking you about what happened to other companies. I'm asking what happened with your parliamentary portfolio committee visit of 2018.
No, I did explain that.
You're telling me what happened to other companies. What did you go to find?
You don't get me. It's either you don't want to get me. I'm saying, I explained what was there before and what we have discovered now. Except if you wanted me to end where it was.
What's in the agenda of your visit? What was in the agenda?
Well, obviously, I told you that we wanted to check on the state of the company and get what actually happened in the incident. And I'm explaining that in 2018, the company was still under business rescue practitioners.
In what way did you change the outcome with that company? It could have happened regardless of your visit then.
What could have happened?
You're telling me that all manner of things happened with this company that have got nothing to do with the portfolio committee. In other words, what you're telling me is that what happened with the company could have happened regardless of whether or not you visited. So I'm asking, what is your purpose?
No, but how would we have known that it could have happened if we did not go there? Most definitely, okay.
The nice thing is that this is a recorded interview, so you can listen back.
Yes, you can hear how absolutely baseless
this is. Sahlelela Luzipho is the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee Chair of the Mineral Resources and Energy Committee.